This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. My guest is one of the best defenders of all time on the pitch, currently as a left back for the LA Galaxy in Major League Soccer, but most known for his tremendous play for England in international football and in the Premier League with Arsenal and then rival Chelsea.
Ashley Cole's there, and it's 4-0 to Chelsea. His first goal for Chelsea. Twinkling footwork from Kalou. Great drive by Joe Cole, saved by Green. But it's a very good finish from a very tight angle by Ashley Cole.
WBGO reporter Ang Santos and I headed to New York City to sit down with the legendary footballer Ashley Cole, who is on his way to Harlem representing Chelsea FC for a special event.
The kids are going to go crazy when they see Ashley Cole. Tell us how Chelsea gets involved, Chelsea FC gets involved in community activities like this.
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, thank you for having me. Over the years, you know, a lot of clubs or teams go to places in the preseason tours and they kind of don't leave anything behind. They play the game and then they go. And there's one thing with Chelsea, this is why they're close to my heart, that every time we go on a pre-season tour, the players leave and then our foundation will stay and kind of keep it going, keep the legacy going for the club. And as you mentioned, we're going to Harlem later to kind of do a little event with the pitch that the foundation have provided for the locals. So it's not a club that just comes and leaves. We try to leave stuff behind for the community. And as we've been saying, we're here to play and here to stay. We don't just leave places we visit. We try to leave legacies here.
You have a little guy now. He's 20 months old. And you grew up in England. You were raised by your mom. You've done so many charitable things, and you love giving back to the kids. Is that where it starts with mom and how she treated you and got you ready for an unbelievable career?
Yeah, for sure. I didn't grow up with a lot. So you know you have to kind of keep level-minded, level-headed, and kind of respect where you've been brought up. And I think doing this pitch is something that's close to my heart. Like you mentioned, I do a lot of charity stuff with Chelsea because as a club they do a lot as well. So it'd be nice to see the young kids and maybe have a little kick around with them and give something back to them as well.
What has been the best comment a young kid has ever said to you that has touched your heart?
I'm not too sure. You know what? It's not always what they say. It's just the faces they make. They're just so happy to see you. We have little conversations with young kids and I was like, oh, I want to be you. And to be honest, all you can say to them is keep working hard. You know, don't give up your schoolwork because it's very important. But progress and try. If you want to be a footballer, then don't give up. Don't give up. Everyone lives a dream. Everyone has a dream. And I've been lucky enough to live my dream.
You've lived your dream really beyond expectations because the team that you grew cheering for, Arsenal, that's where you started this unbelievable career. So, you know, not many people get a chance to do that. When did it sink in to you that you knew you had the talent to play at an Arsenal level?
If I'm honest, it probably weren't me that actually knew I had the talent to be good enough to play. You know, it's people around you that always mention, oh, you're actually good at this sport. You're actually good at soccer. So, like I said, I'd been brought up with just my mum and my brother. And, yeah, in the house, we would smash the house up by kicking whatever we could and smashing things. But then, like you said, someone mentions, oh, you are actually good enough to play. So probably the age of 14, 15 is when I kind of took it serious and wanted this to be my job, this to be my profession, and again, live a dream. So 14, 15, I took it serious.
Before I let my partner, Ang Santos, here on Sports Jam, ask you some more specific questions, I've heard you say before that you smashed some things in the house. What was the most expensive thing that mom actually got upset about?
It's probably just a family photo. We didn't really have too much expensive stuff back then, but it was just more a picture of the family. And I remember I took one for the team and my brother smashed it and I took the blame, being the older brother. Got a little ass whooping, if I can say that. But yeah, it's memories. My mum will never let me forget that kind of moment. But you know, you always have that in the back of your head.
Yeah. Ashley, thanks for being here with us first off. Hank Santos here with WBGO on Sports Jam. I got to ask you about a specific season in your career, the 2011-2012, when you won the Champions League. Where was that on your list of things to do before you were done playing football?
Yeah, well, I remember speaking to a lot of the players. We were all kind of getting older in the 30s, and you know the Champions League is one of the hardest trophies to win. And we sat down and we said, this is the year. We have to do something special. We're all getting older. Maybe we won't have another chance, whether we're going to stay at Chelsea or not. So we kind of come together as a group and said, this has to be a special year. We weren't doing well in the league. And just something magical happened that year. We didn't do well at the start in the Champions League. We nearly didn't make it through the group stages and rode our luck a bit in a few games. And then, bang, we're in the final.
And that famous match with Napoli, right? And also with Barcelona.
Yeah, well, I think if you look at the Napoli away fixture, we're 3-1 down, thinking, right, this is done. It's over for us. Will we get another chance? In the dressing room, we're looking at each other. Everyone kind of so disappointed. And then we have the return leg. And again, it was just, I've never been in that atmosphere before a game in the change room, that we all had belief that we could do it. You know, 3-1 down a good side like Napoli, you think it can't be done. But I just knew before the game, we're going to do this. It's not impossible. We had chances away. But coming at home, playing in Stamford Bridge with our fans behind us, we knew we could do it. And what a game that was.
What particular players, teams and stadiums did you like to play in while you were with Chelsea?
I think stadium-wise, I enjoyed playing in teams like Barcelona away. It's a great atmosphere, and we always seem to do well there. But going back to the Premier League, places like Tottenham, is hostile atmosphere. Again, rivals, always a big game. Both sets of fans is up for it. And I'll probably have to say the Emirates as well.
Who'd you like to go up against?
Anyone in a Spurs shirt, to be honest.
Anybody in a Spurs shirt? How about teammates on the training ground?
I can give you players, I didn't like to go up against. Hazard, Daniel Sturridge, Drogba. Especially when it's cold, he was a little bit clumsy, treading on your toes and this kind of stuff. I was like, stay away. But no, we had a great set of lads there, so I'd probably say Daniel Sturridge is one of the hardest ones.
What advice would you give to kids who want to do what you do for a living?
Just don't give up the dream. I think, like I said, there's a lot of players in soccer that kind of come through the ranks with nothing. And for me, I just had a lot of family and friends around me saying, don't give up, because I nearly give up at the age of 13, 14, to be honest. But I had a good mum behind me and brother who kind of supported me and said, listen, this is your dream. You have one life. Do what makes you happy. And my happiness was being out on a cold, wet, dirty pitch playing the game I love. So just don't give up. Enjoy it.
Take us back to being 14 then. Why was the decision, you know, when you said, I'm going to give up? People that know the player that you became say, there's no way he ever said that to himself. So take us back to that time. What were you thinking?
Yeah, I think at the time I was, it's crazy with my Sunday league team who we used to, that's what happens in England. You play for like a Sunday league team, a local team. And then I played for another local team, and it was just getting too much for me. You know, one team wanted me to play for them, the other team wanted me to play for them. I was training at Arsenal. Obviously, I had my schoolwork, so it was getting a little bit too much for me at that age. You know, you want to live the dream and play in soccer, but will you be good enough? Another thing in my head. So do I just still try to live the dream or do more schoolwork and try to concentrate a little bit more on that? And my mum again just said, do what makes you happy. You're out there playing on the streets every day. Wherever you walk, you always take your football. You seem happy doing that, not so much in school, but I just want you to be happy. So in the end, I kind of gave up one Sunday league team and played for the other one and just enjoyed it. But as I said, it was a difficult decision at the time, at that young age.
Tonight, Ashley Cole doing really well. Danger for West Brom. Oh, what a
fans sometimes don't understand. They want you to be loyal. They want you to play forever for their team. You know, we see it in the NBA here with Kevin Durant when he left and became a member of, you know, the Golden State Warriors. He got trashed in the media. When you left Arsenal, they say, why are you going to leave? What would you like to say to fans? Why don't they understand that, you know, you're a human being. You should be allowed to play wherever you want. I believe make the money you want, go for championships. You put your time into Arsenal. You won championships with Arsenal. Isn't it okay to move over to play for Chelsea?
Yeah, for me, I totally agree. You know, like you said, we train from the age of 13, 14, 15 to be the stars that we watch on TV, to win the trophies that we've watched our favourite players hold up over their heads. So I understand fans' frustration because, you know, when you're at a club, the fans kind of think they own you, they want to own you, you're theirs. They kind of put a lot of love into you. So I understand fans' point, but for sure, as players, we want to win. We have one life, we have one career, and we want to kind of fulfill it as much as we can. We want to win as most trophies as we can. And that was my kind of idea in leaving Arsenal. I won at Arsenal, and I wanted to just go and do something different. Maybe my time was up there. I wanted to try get better as a player, improve as a player, and I thought under Jose Mourinho, maybe I could do that. And it was just something different. And I went on, and I look back now, I went on and won a lot of trophies. So again, I go back, I understand fans' frustration sometimes, but sometimes they got to understand as well, we want to win, we're passionate, it's our job, we have one career. And I think sometimes we have to do what we want, not what everyone else wants.
I've heard you mention in another interview, and I was actually surprised that your trophies, medals, are in the bank,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's say your son becomes of age where you want to show him some stuff, but you only get one to take out of the bank. The bank says, that's it. We're holding on to everything else right now. And your son, maybe 10, you know, grows up and wants to, Dad, I want to see the thing that means the most to you, or maybe you think will mean the most to me. What would it be?
I think I would have to say the Champions League. I think if you look at the players that's won that and the players that's played inside the Champions League, it has been the best players in the world. So I'd have to say the Champions League. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to the club, Chelsea, and making history. And again, coming to the age where I was thinking I'm never going to touch that trophy, I actually done it. So I think the Champions League is my most prized possession in terms of my medals.
Yeah, it's the greatest night in Chelsea's history. Champions of Europe at last. Champions League winners the hard way. They'd beaten Bayern in their own backyard and at their own game on penalties.
We're speaking to Ashley Cole here on Sports Jam. Hank Santos joining me here. You know, the media has been brutal at times to you. Here in the United States, not nearly that, you know, because you can go out in L.A. and people not even recognize this unbelievable soccer play. Do you enjoy the fact that, you know, your time with the L.A. Galaxy, that you've been able to you know, go out for dinner and not be mobbed or asked really unfair questions?
Yeah, it's been last 2.5 years, you know, being away from the Premier League and kind of being away from the English media has been good, not just for my kind of my head. I think I've enjoyed football. I can, you know, if you make a mistake here, it's not as dramatized as much as it would be. So I've enjoyed my time in LA. I can, like you said, I can walk around with my son, with my girlfriend, and kind of enjoy the days more than kind of thinking, oh, what have I done today? Am I going to be in the front page news or this kind of bad negative stuff that kind of affected me a lot as I was going through my career.
What were some of the either positive or negative effects, depending on the way you look at it, being a part of the, quote, golden generation of English football?
Yeah, you kind of hear that a lot, the golden generation. And yes, we had fantastic world-class players and I think if you asked every one of them now, we all knew we underachieved. We didn't do kind of nothing we did in for our country that we did for our teams. You have Chelsea was winning stuff. You had people like Real at Man U winning stuff. Stevie G won the Champions League. So that batch of players, we was world class, I think, but we just didn't produce for the national team. And I think that's one thing that's definitely hurt me and hurt a lot of us, because we look now at this young generation and we think, can they do it? We hope they can do it, but it comes with a lot of pressure as well. I don't know why, but it just is. Maybe it is the kind of English media always wanting that win for the country, like the fans, but hopefully they can do it.
The United States has been taking quite a thrashing lately. Their national team, they didn't qualify for the World Cup. Is there any sort of advice that you'd give to a player who might feel down and out on that team?
Just come back stronger. I think it's not just the US national team who didn't make it. You look at Chile with the players they have, I think Holland, Italy. All didn't make it to a World Cup where you would expect them to make it. I think Sweden went through a qualifying game, nearly didn't make it. So you have world-class players in a lot of these countries not making it. So I just have to say to them, you know, this weren't your year to qualify. You have to come back stronger now, work harder for your club teams, and said maybe come together as a country more than just bashing the players. Understand that these things happen in soccer, and hopefully they get a different manager in now. Of course, my friend Bruce has left, that can kind of get ready for the flack he's going to get and take on these young kids, because you have good young players here. So hopefully they can kind of, some maybe go to Europe and improve as players and do something that their country has not seen in a while.
Have you been enjoying your time in Major League Soccer?
It's been good. I've enjoyed it. Like I mentioned before, I've kind of played with a free head, just enjoying my last few years of my career. Hopefully next season I can try and win something. I always want to win, so hopefully I can bow out with kind of winning a trophy.
The Chelsea Fight Song. You're listening to Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. Let's head back to New York City, where Ang Santos and I had a chance to sit down with legendary footballer Ashley Cole.
You know, when we hear about legendary players, they're usually players that score goals or run for touchdowns or throw touchdowns. But as a left back, that, you know, even though people reach legendary status at that, it seems to me, as someone who's on the outside, you have to be so much even better than someone who would score lots of goals to gain that kind of status. Have you thought about that? And when did you know that you wanted to play as a defender rather than someone? Because we know you can score goals, right? But so when was that decision in your life?
It weren't my decision. I was basically like, right, you're not good enough as a striker, get back. But I think when I look back, yes, I was enjoying being a striker. You know, you have the glory and this kind of stuff. But I enjoyed defending. I enjoyed slide tackling. I enjoyed, you know, the hustle and bustle, playing against bigger players and trying to prove that. You know, I think when you're small and skinnier how I was, you have to kind of prove to the bigger guys that you can still rough it up with the bigger guys. So the time came that they put me back in the defence, and I kind of just rolled with it. I could still attack at the time. And now I look back at my career and say, maybe if I was a striker, I don't make it as a left back. You know, as you mentioned, I've been up there, played against the best players in the world, and been lucky enough to win a lot of trophies. So I'm not going to kind of hold it against the manager that put me in the defence, to be honest. I thank him.
So then, as the kids in Harlem today, they see you, maybe they don't feel as bad when coach says, hey, go back. Maybe you can talk to him about that. You can it's not so bad that you can actually excel at a different spot, right? You don't have to get all the glory.
No, for sure. I think, you know, when you're young kids, no one wants to be the goalkeeper. No one wants to be the centre-back, let alone the left-back. You know what I mean? But, no, I think for sure, I think they could look at me and maybe say, you know, and the game has developed where the kind of the full-back position is now a main position in a lot of teams. You start the attacks from the left-back and right-back positions, and you can score the odd goal as well. So it's not all bad being a left-back.
I like the fact that you said that you would like to do some scouting for Chelsea, maybe rather than go back and coach. To me, that seems like you really want to, you enjoy the game even more than some people might realize, Ashley, because if you like to go and watch younger people and look at their skills, you're kind of thinking about the future. You're not kind of thinking about, I want more glory as a coach. Is that the way you look at it?
Yeah, no, I think I kind of owe it to football to kind of give back to everything they've done for me, and especially Chelsea. So I'd love to go back there and for the next 10 years try help them develop and produce the young kids that kind of, or produce kind of people like me that grew up through the ranks, wins trophies and, who knows, make international, gets international caps, plays for their countries. It's something that I would love to do, and being at Chelsea today, it would be even better.
107 caps, maybe that would be the headline you'd like, but if you could have one headline in the newspaper back home that kind of sums you up, you don't have to make it real short, what would it be so it would really represent what's inside that blue jacket right now that maybe you haven't been portrayed?
I'm not too sure. I just think, like you said, I've probably been portrayed in a bad light at times through my own doings. But I think fans of the clubs I've played for and kind of people around the clubs know that I was just kind of a winner, a fighter, and tried to give everything for the shirt I was wearing. So, and I think I get that when I go back to Chelsea and you know, when I come here, that the fans appreciate what I did for the club. So I'd probably just say that I was a fighter, I was a winner, never gave up and gave everything for the shirts I wore.
Should the American fans expect to see you in an MLS jersey next season?
Yeah, I hope so. I think it's going to be done in the next 2-3 weeks with LA. So I'm just enjoying my time with Chelsea at the minute, helping them out here. So, but I think it'll be done in the next 2-3 weeks. Yeah.
And what's your expectation?
I hope to win. This season was terrible. We lost a lot of players through injury. No excuse, but hopefully next season we can kind of all stay fit. And do something magical for a big club in the MLS. They're the all-time holders of the MLS Cup, so hopefully next season we can add to that.
Right to Ashley Cole. Here's João Pedro. Villarreal. Cole making the run through. He is on, and he scores! And the LA Galaxy tie it up at a goal apiece in the 41st minute of play.
So you know that we're a jazz station. Any jazz in your music library or on your iPod or anything like that?
No, unless you want to give me one.
So then the next question is, what do you listen to?
I listen to hip-hop, but recently I've kind of gone back to listen to the calm music of 112, Jagged Edge, you know, the kind of old school R. Kelly's, just to kind of change my mood. I'm not really into the headbanging music anymore, so, you know, I'm getting old now. So I don't really want my son listening to the swear words as well.
If you're getting old, where does that put me, Ashley? That's a little frightening. So Family is not allowed in this conversation. You're going to take a trip. All right, you're going to take a trip, and you're only going to allow to bring three people with you to have a weekend of relaxation, fun. Could even be some football involved in that. Who are the three people you're taking and why?
Well, I'll probably take two of my good friends. One's name's Dwayne, one's name's Peter Mills, and I'll take my mum. Oh, you said no family, sorry, no family.
That's okay, we understand, but you get one more then. Mom's allowed for the ride.
I will take a guy who works at LA Galaxy, Zach. He's a good guy, he looks after me when he's like the team manager. I'll take him.
So no stars, really people that mean something to you inside then?
Yeah, I think footballers go on holiday enough, so I think I'll take my friends.
Ashley Cole, thanks so much for joining us on Sports Jam. Continued success. You know, what you're doing today is an example of what's really makes you tick inside, and we appreciate you spending some time on Sports Jam with us.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Sports Jam is a WBGO news production. You can check out all the podcasts by going to WBGO.org/Sports Jam. Special thanks going out to Jerry Milani for helping us hook up with Chelsea FC and Ashley Cole. And also thanks to my colleague Hank Santos for joining me in New York City for this edition of Sports Jam. Until our next session, I'll see you at the game.